Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle of Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You can text a brother as well, 0457140550. Or our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country out of the Big Island, Australia. Welcome to your deadly program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, all ears here for your deadly yarns on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Do you really want to bump it up?
back in 1988, all those talking politicians. Words are easy, words are cheap, much cheaper than our priceless land. But promises can disappear, just like writing in the sand. Treaty, yeah, treaty now. Treaty, yeah, treaty now. Up. This land was never bought and sold. The planting of the Union Jack never changed our law at all. Now two rivers run their course, separated for so long. I'm dreaming of a brighter day when the waters will be.
Ladies, let's talk about the hero in our lives. That man who's always there for everyone else but rarely takes care of himself. I'm talking about your partner, your dad, your brother, your son, uncle, or one of your friends. Wood Shopper and Health Service gets it. They're hosting a game-changing men's walk-in clinic. It's on today from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 6 Moynard Street. It's more than just a checkup. It's a chance to level up. Imagine free health screenings that cover diabetes checks, cardiovascular health, mental wellness support, and to check up on their medication. And yes, there's a barbecue, because real care comes with good food and zero judgment. Sometimes showing love means giving that nudge. Check up and level up, because his health is important.
Station sponsor.
Hey, you listen now, you mob. Did any of UFLA pay for an ACBF or UFLA funeral fund any time after the 1st of August 2015? If you know anyone or any of the mob who paid into this program, you could be eligible for a payment through UPLA Support Program. The program been set up by the government to support all of our mob who signed up, but the UPLA program went broke. If you think this is you or you know any mob who paid into this program, then UPLA need to make sure you call Services Australia right away on 1-800-136-380 or visit the local service centre. If you want to know more information about this, then please visit the website on niaa.gov.au/ Yupla. Station sponsor.
Hey, what's good on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that's Bushtaka Bungie. Big shout out. Thank you very much. Your daily program here, National Talk Black. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yana Strong. All right, 2025 AAMI Conference recap. It kicked off last week on Larrakia Country in Darwin. They also celebrated 20 years. AAMI is an Aboriginal is the Aboriginal Enterprises in Mining, Energy and Exploration Limited. AAMI is an incorporated not-for-profit company and set to grow Indigenous businesses in Australia and overseas, IMB Mining and Allied Industries. The AAMI Conference is an amazing opportunity to bring together traditional owners, Indigenous business and industry from across Australia and beyond. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with the CEO of AAMI, the one and only Jai Lawton, on the line. A very good morning, my brother. Jai, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Jai?
Yeah, Jai Lawton, Bidjara man from Central West Queensland.
To you, Daddy Brother, and big shout out to you, Mob. And thank you, the hat you wear, CEO for AAMI. First of all, the conference, how did it kick on, brother?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we had 250 people up there on Larrakia country from all over the country. We had groups from the Pilbara up at Dampier Peninsula there, the Jadigin mob who run and operate their own airport. We had mob from central Queensland, north Queensland, and right down to Tasmania and Adelaide, and so yeah, mob from everywhere. So it was an awesome time.
Fantastic. So we're talking about Aboriginal enterprises and mining, energy and exploration. So people in that industry, or black people in the industry, affiliated with the industry, sort of like joint venture opportunities, that's who's at the table. Conversations are great, strong for black people in business, brother.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's always a prickly subject, I think, for black fellas around mining, and you know, because of the desecration of country and all that stuff that's happened previously. And so our role is to really make sure that we're at the table so that you know, that's done properly, and that, you know, it's done respectfully, and that we also benefit from it within our communities and benefit financially as well.
Yeah, good. And then say financially as well. So we're talking, if not procurement, mining companies engaging with black people in business, but also we're talking about royalty incomes to traditional owners. Would that be the case, Jai?
That's right. And the conversation, I guess, has matured now, even to the point where we're talking about, you know, there's traditional owner groups talking about co-investment and equity of projects. So, you know, moving beyond that royalty, the royalty scheme that's happened, and actually the local traditional owner group coming in as an equity partner, and that way getting far more benefits than the royalty sort of schemes and procurement and employment, which is all important. So, yeah, that were some really exciting conversations that were happening at the conference.
True, deadly. And if we're not talking business, then we're talking about employment for black people with black companies or with mining companies as well. That's another string to the bow, you could say.
That's right. You know, mining, you know, the industry itself employs a significant amount of our mob, and for those that know, you know, you get paid pretty good money in those roles. So, it's definitely an opportunity to increase the employment with not only the businesses, but, yeah, the companies themselves.
And with the AAMI Conference of 2025, alongside that was the AAMI Awards. Can you tell us about that and about the deadly winners, bro?
Yeah, well, we had a record number of nominations this year, and so we had a number of different categories. So we introduced a new category this year around Power and Country Awards. So that's around that transition to clean energy and that sort of thing. So and then we also had the new Indigenous Business of the Year and 3BB Contracting from Central Queensland and Bowen Basin. There, they're part of the Baradabana mob, so they took that one out.
Good.
And Eastern Guruma took out the Indigenous Business of the Year, the major one. So then there was a number of different winners that, you know, from the partnership up in the Cape. So we had InDigital win that with the traditional owner group from from up in the Cape there. So they took that out with the work they're doing around mapping the country with the traditional owners using virtual reality and technology to restore the country from where that mine was closed up there. So, it was a deadly night, and we had deadly drifting clouds mob, the band from northeast Arnhem Land.
Good.
Come along, and so it was...
Shane Moody. Party time.
Yeah.
Too deadly, my brother. Look, fantastic. And, opportunity for black people to be in business and then get recognised. And then we're talking, I just picked up there, we are in the 21st century, so we're talking about new technology. So we're talking about AI and black people in business in that industry. I mean, the future looks bright, you could say, Jai.
Absolutely, the way that, the industry is actually... leading the way, and our mob are leading the way in that space. You've got, automation of big trucks and all these other different things that are happening in the industry. So it's and our mob are leading at the front, and it's exciting to see.
Fantastic, brother. And we here in Cairns had the Indigenous Business and Arts Expo, which happens every year. Big shout out to Harborough Mentoring, and that's Mark Harborough and his brother Jared, Gold Coast Suns. Look, fantastic. That was really great. Black people in business from all different industries. And, of course, I was representing there for my business in the First Nations Certified, and I wore my cowboy hat. The cowboy hat comes from your deadly company. Give yourself a plug, brother, your company and the business you do outside CEO as Amy.
Yeah, we got a brand new sort of urban country clothing brand called Narvin, and with myself and Jamal Kennedy and also Carver Watson, there's former CEO there of AAA as well, in Brisbane. So, and we've got this deadly new model named Trevor Tim.
Yeah, there you go on the catwalk.
So we got a range of different hats and apparel, t-shirts and good trucker hats. But the one that you wear is the Big Smoke, so that's the sort of the cowboy hat. So it's been a good fun.
Yeah, good fun, brother, and you make me look good, brother. And I was lucky enough to wear it and accept the national award for NBN 2025 in the Indigenous category. So Narvin was explored and exposed big time, brother, on the catwalk down there, Sydney Harbour, brother. So look, fantastic. You also wore the hat as the CEO of BIMA, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. So here you are, brother, new industry, CEO, enjoying the journey of life, my brother would say.
Thank you very much, brother. Appreciate your time. Always good to connect with you and yarn with you.
To you, Daddy, brother. All the best to the mob there, Amy, and we'll talk soon, Cuss.
Thank you.
See you, bro. Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
Deadly yarn there. That's Jai Lawton, CEO of AMI, the Aboriginal Enterprise in Mining, Energy and Exploration, PTYT LTD. And look, fantastic. Since 2005, AMI has addressed current key issues through delivery of informative and collaborative conferences. And these annual events include distinguished keynote speakers, creative networking sessions, and captivating entertainment. And this year's theme was Beyond Boundaries, Partnership, Power and Prosperity captures the spirit of looking ahead. And they also had the AMI Awards as well. Congratulations to the winners. All winners, the fact that you're at the table, you're in business and employing black people. That's what it's all about. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dindi country, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Become my salvation. The day I stood and many times I fell. Oh Lord, forgive me for my wrong. Oh Lord, forgive me for my wrong. Every time
falling. I'm thinking of the day.
I remember in the light I see.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's Moses Warram, and that's Marcelo Moses Warram. So big shout out, my brother. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Now, Yarraba, One Mob, One Stop community event, 10-11 December. There's a date claiming your mob. In collaboration with the Cairns Advisory Unit, they are proud to announce their second One Mob, One Stop Government Service Provider Day, which will take place in the community of Yarraba on 10-11 December 2025, held at the Yarraba Community Hall from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. With their own catch up yarn now with Nita Embram, Yarraba Blue Card Liaison Officer, Nambu Gadi Gadi Gu on the line. We have Anita. Good morning, sister. Anita, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Trevor, and yourself?
I'm well, sister. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, please, sis.
Okay, so my name's Dita Ambrum. I'm from Yarraba. I'm the Blue Card Liaison Officer and the first ever in Queensland.
Yes, beautiful. Congratulations. Blue, right near the Blue Sea of the Yarraba Rangers. So thank you, my sister. So we're talking about Yarraba One Mob, One Stop Community. That's the second one. We had the inaugural one last year. So success. Yes. We're running it again. Tell us about it, sister, please.
All right, so I've done my first muster, but I changed the name. I didn't like the muster, so we went for One Mob, One Stop Government Services Providers Day.
Yes.
It was a really good, big success back in May this year.
Mm.
And I just wanted it, because people were screaming out for government services to come to Yarraba, I actually got in contact with our advisory unit, and they actually opened up the doors and reconnected me with our government agencies.
You know, when we're talking about our mob and our community, it's better come from the inside out. We know what's going
on.
We know what needs to be done. And so we talked to government agency. They've actually got to be dancing to our beat, I would say, Sister Nita.
That's right.
You know?
And you move with us.
Thank you. That's right. Yeah, we play the beat and you dance our way. Listen, this is fantastic. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Are we talking 2 days, are we, Nita?
We're talking 2 days. So that'll be on the 10th and the 11th of December.
Good.
I just wanted to close the gap between local, state, and federal government services.
Yes.
And bring them to down to level grand, you know,
mm-hmm.
to the people.
Yep, beautiful, beautiful. So what sort of services are we talking?
So we're talking about blue card, disability worker screening units, Indigenous licensing units, TMR. We've got QPS coming out, so Queensland Police Services.
Yep.
Our Queensland Ambulance Services.
Yep.
Hospital. There will be as well, and Victims Assist.
Mm.
There's 20 services provided that will be on the day.
Yes.
Yeah, and we wanted also to encourage our surrounding communities such as Gordonville and Edmonton, Aloomba as well.
Good,
to
come
take
on over.
Part in
yeah,
this.
Beautiful. And look, that's a great opportunity, I would think, Nita, with the mob that are yarning to the services, yes, to get educated on the service, but also job opportunities could be put in an application for work, I reckon, too.
That's right. And to get our graduates ready, you know?
Yep.
Enhance their employment by getting them the qualifications, the certificates they need in order to gain that certain position.
Yeah, beautiful. Hey, dog in the background there. We're talking
yeah,
here. We're talking here. Knock off. And in regards to your position, it's first time you have a blue card liaison officer. Is that right?
Yes, it is. So the blue card liaison officer was recommended by the Bob Catter party.
Yep.
So they actually got a pilot up here in Yarraba running from 2023.
And
so
you it. And you it.
2023, and I'm the one you come to.
Too deadly. So putting a smile on people's faces, but like the blue card, so very important. We're talking about looking after our young ones, and
blue
card gives you that permission to do so. And they're very important cargo when we're talking about precious cargo, our children, aren't we?
Oh, that's right, and they're the future.
That's right, exactly. So how many in your team, as in blue card liaison officer, anyone under you?
Officer, and I am the team, my darling. So I work by myself.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, and I'm also the champion blue card for Mornington Island, Thursday Island, Kawanyama.
Big footprint there, sister, big footprint.
Oh, it is. And you know what?
What's that?
Come reach out to me.
Yeah, beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. That's what it's all about. Now, confirming, Nambu Gadi Gadi Gu, is that
it? That's it.
Okay, beautiful. Tell us about that organization, how long it's been running, what it does.
Nambu Gadi Gadi Gu is a department that just come under Wugu Nayimbil.
Yes.
It's a pilot that's sitting under the umbrella of Wugu Nayimbil.
All right, beautiful.
So this is a pilot that Bob Catter had recommended to federal government to bring into communities, because they were reaching out to communities for applicants that had applied but had no connection.
Yes.
So what he done was, you know what, let's put a pilot into one of the communities and see how we run.
Yep.
We've got our second pilot now in Palm Island, on Palm Island.
Yep,
and
beautiful.
Gary Pryor is the Blue Card Liaison Officer down there as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, hats off to, pardon the punt, but hats off to Bobby Catter. Cowboy man is. I know he's from the Curry too. He played football with my father.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Murray from the Curry yarning up for Bobby Catter. So, big shout out.
Oh, that's
and
it.
It's a great platform. And like I said, working from the inside out. Congratulations, Yarrabah. So, we've got the One Mob, One Stop community event, 10, 11 December. All welcome, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on both days. And that's all happening at the Yarrabah Community Hall. Is that right, sis?
Yeah. And thanks to the Yarrabah Council for opening up the hall for us to take place in there as well.
Beautiful.
I really am grateful.
Lovely. Thank you. Nita, we'll talk soon, my sister. Big shout out to the mob there. Enjoy that journey. And you too, Deadly Sister. Thanks for the yarn.
Thank you, Trev. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Nita Ambram, her name is. Yarrabah Blue Card, first ever liaison officer. And look fantastic. And hats off to Bobby Catter in regarding organising that program and that space. So it looked great to see. And then we talk about this Deadly community event, Yarrabah One Mob, One Stop. And all welcome. So if you're even over in Cairns, you want to go and check it out or engage with the services or catch up with mob over at Yarrabah, then do block out those dates, 10, 11 December, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, and we go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and we're based here on Yidinji country at BBM 98.7 FM, and across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Bye. 마전히 울나오 닌냉 닌냉 굴로 마전히 울나오 닌냉 닌냉 굴로 뉴라 가까이오 왈라 갈리무 뉴라 왈라 갈리무 가까이
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
What's good? Shout out to the homie DJ Darren on this one. Had to get Naka. Dragon was a. Let's go. Right now. Tillers, First Nations, let's go. Can never claim to keep a gangster, no need to prove it. Every minute, every second of the way needs a movement. We solid, we do it, we did it, we go. So fresh, I think the English is my second language, but no, I'm certain for them land rights, power to the people. Shoot, that go in a winner, so remain equal. Ha, and they ain't gotta kill my vibe, but real recognize real when the truth cries. Hey.
One for them land rights to make him vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor. One for them land rights to make him vibe more.
Yeah, Delhi track there. In a way, that's DJ Darren featuring Jaguars here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Delhi number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 90.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yana Up Strong? Now, finalists announced for the 2025 NT Performing Arts Awards. The finalists for the 2025 NT Performing Arts Awards have been revealed, celebrating the territory's most inspiring performers, producers, educators and creative teams. With that, we're going to catch up with one of the Young Achiever Award finalists, and that's Young Miller on the line here with Young Miller. Good morning. How are you, Young?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please.
Yeah. So my name's Young Miller. I'm based up in Darwin, NT. My mother's Mark Maranangu, and we're based out in Litchfield.
Yeah, too dearly, brother. Big shout out to you, Mob. And look, congratulations. A finalist announced. Here you are, performing arts. So, what category, what are you doing regarding performing, Young?
I'll be doing one of my own songs that I released last year called Bossing.
Bossing?
Bossing, B-O-S-S-I-N.
Bossing, okay. And tell us about Bossing, brother, and the lyrics behind it, please, brother.
Yeah, Bossing is just about doing it for your people,
yeah.
You know, putting it on, repping your people and, you know, overcoming obstacles that you thought you couldn't do it and just hoping for the better.
Yeah. Yeah, good, brother. So I'm picking up your lyrics, your words, your write in regarding inspiring our mob and standing up and have a vision for the future and working towards that vision is what I'm picking up, brother.
That's right, exactly. That's what I try to do.
Too dirty, brother. So how long you been on the mic, bro?
So I've been doing it for like 5-6 years, but
yeah,
I've only took it professionally in the last 3.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. And tell us some of these places that you performed at and what you've done. And how many on board? Is it just you, a solo performer? Or?
Yeah, so I'm just solo, Young Miller, just one-man band. And I've been to a lot of places. Look, I can't even think at the top of my head. I've been around all NT, remote communities.
Yes.
I've done Big Sound in Brisbane. I've been to Melbourne, done Adelaide.
Good.
But, yeah, mainly around the NT.
All right, fantastic, brother. And your music, what sort of genre are we talking there, brother?
The genre, it's like a melodic rap. It's not straight rap. It's like a bit of singing mixed in with rap. So it's called melodic rap.
All right, beautiful, brother, beautiful. And look, it's fantastic. Look, we are storytellers, my brother, and whether we're using art, music, song, what have you, to tell our story, look, it becomes a part of our existence. 2025, here we are, 21st century, but 60,000 years, and we're not going nowhere, Young.
That's right. You tell him, look.
You tell him, look. Fantastic, brother. So what about your family? What they think of your journey as such, and who's on board, your younger brothers and sisters?
Yeah, so it's amazing to see where we've come from. You know, my family, they're too proud, you know. We've grown up with a lot of struggles, and we've been in it together. And, you know, for them to see me slowly breaking out of it, you can only, you know, think how they feel. You know, they're overwhelmed with it almost. And it's a blessing to be where I am today, you know, all the long nights that I've been grinding for, I've been working hard for this. You know, this didn't happen overnight. This was a long journey. So it's amazing to be where I am. And now I'm talking on the radio.
Yeah, Yarn Up Strong here on national radio. Too deadly, my brother. And what I'm picking up too, my brother, is the fact that you seem so grounded, so down to earth, brother, and you don't forget your roots and where you come from, cuss.
That's it. That's what it's all about. You can't make it out of somewhere and not go back or not bring it up, you know. Your past made you who you are, you know. Even if it's bad or good, you still got to embrace it because you wouldn't be who you are without your past, you know.
Yeah, too deadly. Nice words, brother, nice words. Like, but what you're saying is you can't be at the big note in your crack and then forgetting your mob, yeah? You get
That's
spear
it.
In the back of your leg there. Keep it real is what I'm picking up there, young.
That's it, you know.
Yeah, deadly, brother, deadly. So what happens now? You're in the finals. When is the actual Tuesday, 18 November? That kicks on next Tuesday, the awards, eh?
Next deadly. Week. Tuesday, and going to Catherine there.
Catherine, yeah, that's right. Beautiful. And hopefully walk away with the trophy. But look, by the sounds of it, brother, you're a winner anyway, young.
Hopefully.
Yeah, brother. Look, thank you very much for joining us. And the good thing is, brother, I'm now about to play your deadly song, Boston. Young Miller, congratulations, finalists for the 2025 NT Performing Arts Awards. Enjoy the journey, brother. Keep being you. And we'll yarn soon, young?
I appreciate that. Thank you more for having me.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Deadly yarn there, and that's Young Miller. He's a finalist for the NT Performing Arts Awards, which is happening next Tuesday, 18 November, in Catherine, and be hosted in the Big Rivers region. So fantastic. We'll go to his deadly track now, and that's Boston. Young Miller, take a listen, you mob too deadly.
Where we came from, boy, I still shine dark clouds with a rainstorm. I'm traumatized, I don't think that the pain's gone. I've been putting work in to find out and see if this music can make us to be stronger people, cause we came from the streets. Hold up, brother, let me tell you what I mean. Black fella, stay bossing. On the right path, we launching up. Hopping on the grind, don't cross me. Yeah, we put it down, now they notice us. Bossing, bossing, bossing. Sharks swimming around, I stay cautious. Mama said our future looks gorgeous. Flying to the top, young brother getting nauseous, yeah. I was in a dark place, trapped out. I was too far and I couldn't tap out. Remember nights, just to drink till I'm blacked out. Now I hit the stage and I got the place packed out. Definition of somebody trying to make a change. Young Miller really did it, better say the name. All the things that I saw, you can't really blame me. For everything that I did, I know I wouldn't stay the same, yeah. I've been on the grind, never had no money, so I'm trying to make mine. I see the tears in my mama's eyes as she cries. It hurts me inside, I'm trying to make a better life. I ain't praying for myself, I pray for better days. I don't make money on the street, I found a better way. In the dark place, I'm just trying to get away. And let my brothers in the cage, I'm up in the grave.
What you gotta say?
Black fella, stay bossing. On the right path, we launching up. Hopping on the grind, don't cross me. Yeah, we put it down, now they notice us. Bossing, bossing, bossing. Sharks swimming around, I stay cautious. Mama said our future looks gorgeous. Flying to the top, young brother getting nauseous, yeah.
Well, I've been like, oh, like a river. You've only reaped what you sow. I hope it's good, and what you give her. In return for what you grow. Oh, I'm going down.
Oh, I'm going down.
Down the river today.
To the river today.
I'm jumping in the water. People moving just like a river on its way to
careful.
Better be careful.
Oh, be careful.
Better be careful.
Cause it's just like society.
Society.
And if there's a hole, hole for the river, you know there's hope for you and me. And I'm going down. Life is like, or like a river. You only reap how what you sow. I hope it's good how what you give her. And return for what you grow. I'm going down the river today. I'm jumping in the water. Wash my sins away. I listen to a story from long ago. I'm jumping in the water. Wash my soul in the river's flow. Jumping in the water, wash my soul in that river's flow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, beautiful track there, Uncle Archie Roach, Wash My Soul in the River's Flow. And I love that beautiful song, With Us in Spirit. Rest in peace there, Uncle Archie Roach. This is your daily program, Natural Talk Black.